Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Let me remind you, my friends, that we are talking about the speech which was given by Professor Todd Green, a liberal professor from Luther College, who is teaching his audience about the problem we have in America with the conservative or the Islamophobic groups, the people who are not doing what is right because of what he knows personally about Islam. Because if you compare what I teach and what Professor Green believes about Islam, you will know for sure that one of us is 100% wrong and the other is 100% right. But the problem we have, my friends, is this. What is the source of the knowledge of Professor Todd Green and what is the source of my knowledge? I simply quote what is written in the Quran and what is taught by Muhammad in the Hadith. But Professor Todd Green has other sources from which he learned about Islam, like Mr. George W. Bush teachings, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama's teachings, and many of the propagandist Muslims who live in the West. That's why I chose to expose the lies of President George W. Bush and the lies of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. And believe me, if we cover all the lies which has been presented by these two presidents, it will take us weeks and weeks. But I only picked up one simple speech of Mr. George W. Bush, which he gave 4 days after September 11 in the Islamic Center of Washington, D.C. And right now, we're covering the lies of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in the Islamic Center of Baltimore. And without further ado, here he is, the second source of the knowledge of Professor Todd Green, President Barack Hussein Obama, who stated,
"We're one American family, and when any part of our family starts to feel separate or second class or targeted, it tears at the very fabric of our nation. It's a challenge to our values, and that means we have much work to do. We've got to tackle this head on, we have to be honest and clear about it, and we have to speak out. This is a moment when, as Americans, we have to truly listen to each other and learn from each other. And I believe it has to begin with a common understanding of some basic facts."
Yes, indeed, my friends. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is talking about the unity between the Muslims and the Christians of America, or all the people of America. We are one family. And if one of us get hurt, the rest will be hurt. I'm sorry, that is not fit with Islam. I can say the whole earth is one family. But when you put Islam in it, then we have a problem, which is the destruction of that one family. All the people of the earth can live in harmony together. But when you put Muslims in the middle of them, then you have destruction. It's like having a wonderful dish of soup with all type of vegetables and meat and spice in it. But when you add one spoon of poison in that wonderful dish of soup, well, guess what? That is death to anyone who would ever eat that soup. That is the problem with Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, who deceived the Americans about Islam. And the problem is Professor Todd Green will be repeating the lies of Mr. Obama to the rest of America for the future of our country. Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said, "We need to listen to one another and we need to learn from each other." That does not make any sense. What can I, as a Christian American, learn from the Muslims? You're making Muslims, Mr. President, as if they are a great source of knowledge. There is no knowledge in Islam. As a matter of fact, reason number one why Muslims in the world today are leaving Islam in the millions is because they sought knowledge and they found that there's nothing about Islam is truthful and it is simply a savage cult. But now Mr. Barack Hussein Obama wants us, the Americans, to listen to the Muslims and learn from the Muslims. Can you tell me, Mr. President, what have Muslims introduced to benefit humanity for the last 1400 years? The answer is nothing, sir. There is not one invention was made by anybody who believe in Islam or who practice Islam except destruction. If you want to learn how to take an aeroplane to a building, yes, you can learn this from Al-Qaeda. If you want to learn how to use different techniques of bombing and beheading, you can learn this from ISIS. And so on and on, we can learn a lot from all the Muslims who believe in Islam. Evil things, not good things. So I don't know, why do I need to listen to the Muslims? And what can I learn from the Muslims? Nothing good can come out of the Muslims unless there are people who claim to be Muslims but they're not practicing Islam. Because in Islam, there is nothing good. Now let's move on to the next lie of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. As Mr. Barack Hussein Obama will be sharing with us a list of basic facts. That is his own word. He said, and I believe it has to begin with a common understanding of some basic facts. Well, let's investigate the facts which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama shared with his audience. And Professor Todd Green would like to share with the rest of America. Here is the first fact about Islam by Mr. Barack Hussein Obama.
So let's start with this fact. For more than 1,000 years, people have been drawn to Islam's message of peace. And the very word itself, Islam, comes from salam, peace. The standard greeting is, assalamu alaikum, peace be upon you.
Here we go, America. The repeated lies of Mr. George W. Bush by Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. Islam and peace. And how Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said Islam is rooted in peace? It's because when Muslims greet each other as Muslims, they say assalamu alaikum, which means peace be upon you. Notice I said Muslims greeting other Muslims. They say the peace of Allah be upon you. I don't want, first of all, the peace of Allah to be on me because Allah is the devil. There is no peace from Satan. Only peace comes from the Prince of Peace, that is our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. But do Muslims say assalamu alaikum to infidels? Yeah, maybe if you live in America, but not in the Muslim world in the last 1400 years. Why is that, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama? Because Muhammad, the prophet of Islam, taught the Muslims never to initiate the peace to the Jews and the Christians. You may think this is my words. No, here is what Muhammad said. And that is what is written by Sahih Muslim and Sahih Bukhari. These are correct hadiths. Muhammad said, do not initiate the peace to the Jews and Christians. And if you meet any of them on a road, force them to its narrowest alley. So Muslims do not say assalamu alaikum to an infidel, sir. And as a minister myself, I have greeted thousands of Muslims in my life and not one of them, they will say to me assalamu alaikum. And if they say it, it's because it's propaganda. It is taqiyya. It is lying because they're living to deceive the non-Muslims of the West. There is no peace in Islam, Mr. Obama. The word salam, shalom, peace, have nothing to do with the word Islam. Maybe you need to learn Arabic, sir, so you can speak the truth with knowledge. If you tell me that the word Islam comes from the word salam, that is equal to, if you're telling me that the name Usama is the same as the name Obama, which comes from the root word pajama, which does not make any sense. There is no connection between the words Usama and Obama and pajama. Islam means submission. To be a Muslim is to submit or to surrender to what? To the teachings of Allah in the Quran and the commands of Muhammad in the Hadith, which teach Muslims never to call for peace. Quran 47:35, Allah said, do not be weak and do not call for peace when you have the upper hands. When Muslims do not have the upper hand, they're very peaceful. But when you do have the upper hand, you may kiss that peace of Islam goodbye. Because it's temporary peace until Muslims have the strength to take over the world. Let's move on to the next lie of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, who stated,
and like so many faiths, Islam is rooted in a commitment to compassion and mercy and justice and charity. Whoever wants to enter paradise, the Prophet Muhammad taught, let him treat people the way he would love to be treated. For Christians like myself, I'm assuming that sounds familiar.
Before we even get to the lies of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in that segment, Obama is not a Christian. You cannot tell me Obama is a Christian, even when Obama himself tells the whole world, I'm a Christian, as he did in that speech. And here is the two simple facts for Professor Todd Green and all those in America who believe that Obama is a Christian. Number one, to be a Muslim in Islam is to be born of a Muslim father. You don't have to believe in Islam. You don't have to accept Islam. But if you have a Muslim daddy, you are automatically a Muslim. And guess what? Mr. Hussein Obama was a Muslim man. And so was his grandfather. And great-great-grandfather was also a Muslim man. In his own book, Dreams of My Father, Mr. Obama said he was sitting between two tombs of two Muslim parents, his father and his grandfather. So that is fact number one. Obama was born a Muslim, even if he does not want to be a Muslim. Now, you can leave Islam, you can denounce Islam and become a Christian, but that's not Obama's case. Fact number two, to say the Shahada once in your life. Yes, indeed. You say, I bear witness that there is no God except Allah, and I bear witness that Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. If you say it once in your life, you are a Muslim. And guess what? Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said it few hundreds, if not few thousand times in his 4 years living in Indonesia with his step-Muslim daddy and his mama. That make Barack Hussein Obama a Muslim man. As for him joining Jeremiah Wrong Church, the Black Theology Church, that does not make any person a Christian. If Paul and Peter and John join Jeremiah Right Church, trust me, they will spend their eternity in hell, because that's not a church. This is a wicked, evil, ungodly cult, which teaches, by the way, it's okay to be a Muslim and be a member in the churches, as they assured me by the phone call I made with them when Mr. Barack Hussein Obama was a senator running for the office of the White House. Now let's talk about the propaganda lies which Mr. Obama taught in this segment. He said, ladies and gentlemen, this is his first fact. Islam is rooted. Rooted in what? He said, it is rooted in commitment, compassion, and mercy, and justice, and charity. And I can go on and on and on with more description if you're interested. But is that true? Did Allah and Muhammad keep the commitment they gave to the Christians and the Jews and the polytheists who lived in Saudi Arabia after they made a covenant with them that they will not harm them, they will not kill them? Of course not. Why? Go to Quran chapter 9 and read that Allah and Muhammad are innocent from the covenant which they made with the infidels of Quraysh. And Muhammad backed off that commitment just 3 years after he signed the contract with the infidels of Mecca. It was supposed to last 10 years, but 3 years later, Muhammad had enough men, that is 10,000, plus all the weapons he needed, and they went back to Mecca, killing all the Jews, all the Christians, and cleaned the city for Allah once for all. There is no commitment in Islam. If Allah and Muhammad can break the commitment, the covenant, as it is written in Quran chapter 9, then I'm sorry, there is no commitment in Islam.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
How about compassion? Yes, every chapter in the Quran is open with the statement, in the name of Allah, the merciful, the merciful. There's so much compassion in Allah. But guess what? Once again, if you go to Quran chapter 9 and search for that statement, in the name of Allah, the merciful, the merciful. And guess what? The statement, in the name of Allah, the compassionate or the merciful, is no longer there. You know why? It is because Allah abrogated his own attribute as a compassionate God by being a wicked and evil God. That's why we believe Allah is Satan. He can appear as an angel of light in the early verses of the Quran, but then the real picture of Allah, Satan, can appear in the final word of Allah as he commanded Muhammad and the Muslim believers to wipe out all the people of the earth who will not submit to Islam. Therefore, there is no compassion in Islam. There is no mercy in Islam. There is no justice in Islam. Even among Muslims, if you think about justice, it is a word with a dualistic meaning. It's special justice for Muslim men, other justice for Muslim slaves and Muslim women, and there is no justice for infidels, period. So Islam does not teach that men and women and slaves, the Muslim ones, are treated justly, equally. Therefore, there is no justice in Islam. Charity? Yes, indeed. Muslims do charities to Muslims. Not like infidel Americans who do charity to the people of the earth, no matter who you are and what you believe and what you stand for, because that's exactly the Christian way of doing charity. We love our enemies. And when they're hungry, we give them something to eat. And when they're thirsty, we give them something to drink. And when they're in need, we rush to help them. But not in Islam. Muslims do not even do charity with other Muslims, for heaven's sake. Remember the tsunami which took place in Indonesia, a Muslim country? Who were the first two countries to rush to help the Indonesian people? It was Israel, the pigs and the monkeys, as Muslims believe, and America, the great Satan, the other source of the infidels of the far west. Then finally, I'd love to recall to you what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said about that wonderful hadith, a saying by Muhammad. That is when Obama quoted Muhammad, who said, "Whoever wants to enter paradise, let him treat people the way he would love to be treated." Yes, indeed, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. That's exactly what Professor Todd Green taught in his seminar, because he's talking about the golden rule. And that's when Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said that Christians are familiar with that. And he himself, as a Christian, he is familiar with that. No, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, that hadith you're quoting is a propaganda hadith. No person with common sense should ever believe in that. And here is my proof. First of all, we have to understand that there is no way under the blue sky that man by the name Muhammad said all what the Muslim said that he said. Because if you got someone to read what Muslims said that Muhammad said, that someone will reach the age of 200 years before even he finished half of what Muslims said Muhammad said. So you're talking about 1400 years of Muslims putting words in Muhammad's mouth, even after being dead for the last 1400 years. But let us look again at what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said about Muhammad. He said, "Whoever wants to enter paradise, let him treat people the way he would love to be treated." So all what you need to do as a Muslim, according to that saying of Muhammad, to get to paradise, to get to heaven, is simply treat others as you desire others to treat you. That is the golden rule of the Christians. Now, how much truth in that? First of all, I have no idea where Mr. Obama came up with this saying of Muhammad. But I went to the correct hadith, which is Sahih Muslim, and I read the following statement. Listen carefully now. Muhammad said, "Not one of you will enter the garden by his work, neither will be removed from the fire." He meant hell. "Even I will not, unless Allah covers me with his mercy." Can you imagine that? That does sound like a Christian speaker here. Because we Christians believe it's by grace we're saved, not of works, so no one should boast. Muhammad is telling us in that hadith, which is written by Sahih Muslim, 100% correct hadith. That is the book of giving description of the day of judgment, paradise and hell. This is given by Sahih Muslim. Muhammad once again said what? Not one of the Muslims can remove himself from hell to heaven by any good work. But wait a minute, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama just told us, you just treat people good, good works will get you to paradise. No, that is not accurate. Let me give you another hadith which contradicts the one we just read. Muhammad said, in the Book of Virtues, the following. If any Muslim wash, that is to get ready for the prayer, perform the wudu. And he said, I bear witness that there is no God except Allah alone without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad, his servant and his messenger, the 8 gates of paradise will be open for him. So he can choose which gate he can use to enter to paradise. Can you imagine that with me? Just a little bit earlier, we read that Muhammad said, good works will not take you from hell to paradise. Even Muhammad himself knew this to be a fact concerning himself. Only with Allah's mercy, Muslims and Muhammad will be able to enter paradise. But now in this hadith, Muhammad is telling us, just say a statement. What statement? That there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. If you say the Shahada, the 8 gates of heaven will be open to you. That is what we call nonsense Islam, contradictions. Let me give you another hadith by Sahih Muslims. When Muhammad said, if you wash, you do the wudu, you wash to prepare for your prayer, and you do it real good. So you wash your hand, you wash your feet, you wash your nose, very good. And then you pray and you kneel twice and you do it with your heart. Guess what? The garden, the paradise will be given to you. Man, oh man. In one hadith, Muhammad said, nothing you can do to get to paradise. But in the other hadith, you just say the Shahada, there is no God except Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. And you enter the garden. And now in this third hadith, which says, just couple kneeling, do a prayer, and the paradise will be given to you. This is what we call nonsense Islam. So my friends, you cannot count on Allah's words in the Quran about any promises because the Quran contradicts itself. Similar to that in the saying of Muhammad in the hadith. Therefore, the teaching of Mr. Obama is a lie concerning the golden rules which Muslims live by. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.